Thank you, Madam President, for giving me the floor. I would like to exert my right to reply with regard to the statement made by the representative of the DPRK. First, under the Japanese Constitution, Japan has adhered to the basic precept of maintaining the exclusively defense-oriented policy, not becoming a military power that poses a threat to other countries, and observing the three non-nuclear principles. Japan, under these precepts, will ever not change the course it has taken as a peace-loving nation. Our defense capability is and will be for Japan's defense towards its future. And we ensure transparency of the content of our defense-related expenditure through adhering to the strict civilian control of the military. I would also like to emphasize that for over 70 years since the end of the World War II, Japan regards the facts of history in a spirit of humility and has consistently respected democracy and human rights and contributed to the peace and prosperity of the Asia-Pacific region and the international community. As for the DPRK's nuclear and missile developments, these are a clear violence of a series of UN Security Council resolutions that urge the DPRK to abandon all nuclear weapons and ballistic missile programs. It is our greatest hope that diplomatic efforts will lead to the complete, verifiable, and irreversible dismantlement of all weapons of mass destruction and ballistic missiles of all ranges by the DPRK, which is a common goal that we all share under the relevant UN Security Council's resolution. Thank you very much.